JK and Al's Top 5. This week, it's the top 5
children's films according to Dad's Net members.
Okay. Right?
Dad's Net members have been voting on this all week. They've been talking about this all week. And here is where we're going to reveal the top 5. Now, there were some interesting ones I think made the list.
Right.
That were suggested.
Okay. Do we, because obviously we're going to have an opinion on what should be children's film. Do you want to do this after the list or before the list, just in case it's on the list?
Let's do it before.
Okay. So
let's
what
go
do you,
for it.
What's it not?
Well, mine definitely won't be on the list.
Okay. What's yours?
It's a film called Little Giants.
What's that?
It's about an American football underdog peewee team.
Oh, I think I do know about this.
It's just so good. Have you heard of Little Rascals?
Yes.
They did a remake, but the original Little Rascals was also fantastic.
Right.
It's a similar kind of vein to that, like the underdog in the soapbox derby.
Okay.
Like it's a similar kind of thing to that, but it's so well done. It's so lovely. I just loved it.
Mine is what I went to see at the theatre last night. So I got to see the stage show of my all-time favourite movie. Is it on the list?
I think that is, but I'm not exactly sure. I think it's on the list. Is it a new one in the West End?
Yeah, it's at the Shaftesbury Theatre.
I think that's on the list. So just
does it begin with MD?
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
Is it on there?
It's on there.
Let's hold it then. I'll tell you all about the stage show.
It's number 5, so we're going to go straight into
okay,
it.
Okay, let's go
fair.
Then. Let's go straight into it.
I was going to run through, actually, just quickly, some of the other ones that were on the list, because some of these just need mentioning. Watership Down.
Amazing.
A little bit scary, though.
Very scary.
But it's a classic.
What a film.
Toy Story, the original.
Toy Story 1 and 2 mm-hmm. were phenomenal.
Yep. Obviously, Lion King.
Amazing. I actually prefer the live-action remake. We've been there before.
Yeah.
But I preferred the remake, as I did with The Jungle Book.
It's the story, though.
Whatever
you do with it is going to be good.
Yeah.
Paddington.
Oh, amazing movie.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant in the Paddington movies. Brilliant.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda.
Great film.
And then the last one I just thought was worth mentioning that someone's put on the list as a children's film, Die Hard.
Yes.
I mean, can't
it's
argue
It's not
that.
A Christmas film, but it's a children's
exactly.
film.
Exactly. You can't argue with that. Right, the top 5. So, Ian at number 5 was yours on the list, which I think does deserve a place there. It's Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire.
I would say it's number 1 for me. It's one of my all-time favourite movies. Robin Williams, I mean, just, there isn't anyone else like him. I mean, an absolute golden legend.
Matchmaker, make me a matchmaker.
Honestly, the film itself is brilliant and it tells an amazing story. When you think about the story of Mrs. Doubtfire and how, you know, we come from broken homes.
Well, it was remarkably progressive, I thought, because what was it, 95, something like that, 93, 94?
The stage show, honestly, if you like Mrs. Doubtfire, even half as much as I do, if you have a place in your heart for Mrs. Doubtfire, go and see it at the Shaftesbury Theatre.
Yeah.
It is absolutely brilliant. And I love the way that they do these spins on, you know, on theatre shows like Back to the Future. They had to spin that a bit and that is phenomenal.
Mm.
But Mrs. Doubtfire, I cried. And there was a lot of adults, a lot of parents that I could see like
amazing.
Around me doing that classic thing where they're getting their finger and they're pretending to wipe their eye because it's hay fever. But they're bawling their eyes
out.
Yeah,
you don't get hay fever in a cinema.
No, honestly. And the way
it's an air-conditioned box.
But it's amazing. It's magical. It's funny. The guy that plays Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, is excellent.
Amazing.
And I mean, that's big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Honestly, please, please go and watch it at the Shaftesbury Theatre.
There you go.
It's so, so good. Mrs. Doubtfire on stage.
That's number 5. Okay, number 4 is, obviously this tops the charts at a specific time of year.
Frozen.
Without fail. Not Frozen.
It's a Christmas one, is it?
It's a Christmas one. It's the Christmas one.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think that the number one Christmas film should really be ranked higher on the all-time list.
So what, you think that should be number one?
Maybe number one, but I'd definitely put it number 3, maybe pushing number 2.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah.
It's definitely worthy of the top 5.
Yeah, definitely. But the fact that it, you know, every Christmas thing other than Die Hard.
I've never watched Die Hard.
I think we've had this argument before. I think I've tried to just forget about it, to be honest. Can't believe it.
Do you know what Home Alone is great for? It's another kind of Mrs. Doubtfire where it doesn't matter what age you are, you'll watch it and you'll love it.
Yeah. Well, that's what this guy said. He said, Home Alone is the only time my family sits in the same room.
It's true. It's absolutely true. I mean, it's rather sad if it's just once a year that happens.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, that'll lead to the script of Mrs. Doubtfire. So be careful.
Yeah. Right. Number three. I'm not happy with this one.
Okay.
Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, obviously, an amazing film that year.
Yeah.
You know, and it pioneered, like, it was really good in a lot of ways. But, yeah. Like, what, 40 years on, or whatever it is.
2023, should The Sound of Music still be in there? That's what you're saying. Like, yeah. But a certain age group will agree that it should be in there. But
just think, like, best kids movie of all time, right? Sit Luna down, sit Noah down, put Sound of Music on. How long will they last?
They won't last a second. No.
No. So it just can't... I just don't think that should be even in the list.
Okay. I kind of agree.
Number two, we have mentioned this.
Frozen?
Nope.
Is Frozen number one?
Frozen is not in the list.
Is it not in there at all?
No.
Oh my God, that's not right. We've mentioned another one, Lion King.
Paddington.
Paddington. Mm. Paddington, wow, and that's not long ago either. Yeah, they are fantastic
They're
movies.
Really well done.
And when we say family, that is ultimate family. Yeah. Because the old is no Paddington. You know, I remember growing up with Paddington on the TV, the cartoon. And now they've stepped it up.
Yeah.
It's the scripts are brilliant. The cast is amazing.
Yeah.
It saved Hugh Grant's career again. You know, and he was great as a buddy. Yeah. And the animation's great. It's just brilliant.
Yeah. I agree with you with the caveat that I never know what to do when I'm watching a film, and it happens quite a lot, and Jen just starts crying fairly uncontrollably.
At films?
Yeah. Because then I'm like, because also I don't get it.
Right, why she's crying.
Yeah, so I'm I feel a bit emotional.
A bit of a tingle.
But Paddington, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Mind you, I cried at Mrs. Doubtfire on stage last night.
Yes.
You know, you get to a certain age, Al, and a certain stage in life where... Have you seen that episode of Friends where Chandler can't cry?
Yes.
And then he eventually cries. And the exact phrase is that I've opened the floodgates and I can't close them anymore.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get to a certain age.
Is it?
A little bit of, yeah. You feel something starts like rising to the top and you go, oh my God, shit, I can't control this. It's coming out.
It does happen more often when you become a parent. Like, I find myself like tearing up at some things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Paddington anyway, she was crying a lot at Paddington.
I think the last time you cried was when you found out you were going to meet John Bon Jovi. I think that was probably it, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Wow. There's a story for another time.
How is Frozen not number one?
Because it's not the best film of all time.
I think it's one of the greatest family films of all time. And I believe that families would have chosen it because it's their go-to where they just leave it on and their kids are quiet for a couple of hours.
Never seen it.
Never seen Frozen?
No.
They are both very good. The second one's great.
Is there two?
Yeah. What? Shut up. Frozen 2 is quite dark, but it's good. Mm. Yeah, they're great films. Music's phenomenal as well.
Yes, but are they like the greatest? Okay, I'm going to give you the number one. And then tell me that Frozen should be number one.
Okay, go on then. What's the number one?
Goonies.
Goonies is a great film. But again, for a certain era.
No, it is genuinely timeless.
Is it still okay to play Goonies? Like, is there some parts in it where...
Like 90% is fine.
Exactly. You see what I mean?
But that's why it's so good.
No, I know.
It's holding on to real... Like the, not anti-woke, but it's holding on to the things that...
I get it. And I loved Goonies.
Chunk!
Yeah, do the truffle shuffle. Can you do that anymore? I don't know.
Yes, but, you can.
So that's fat shaming. But anyway, look, I agree with you. But I think that when it comes to these sort of lists, I think sometimes it's good to update them. If you ask me, my all-time favorite movie, you know, as a kid growing up, so even though Mrs. Doubtfire I love, but as a kid, Karate Kid. Was the greatest kids' movie of all time. But can I say now in 2023 that is the greatest kids' movie because that's what I loved when I was, whatever age it was. I don't think I can, because I've got to look at it as a whole now, yeah. as a dad and as a parent, and sitting down with my family.
Yes, but that's the way I would gauge it is, if I sat the kids down, would they watch and enjoy the whole film?
Yeah.
Goonies, yes. Frozen, no.
Yeah.
Sound of Music, definitely not. Like, even elements of some of those others that we've named, like Hook came up on the list. Fantastic film, but only from 30 minutes on.
Yeah.
The first 30 minutes is really boring.
Do you know what I loved? Cars. Cars was a great, great film. Like, Encanto now is a great film. Coco. What a film.
You like the animations, don't
I
you?
Love that sort of animation stuff, but I like the live
only
action remakes.
Only because you're in one.
What's sorry?
Only because I'm in one. You're in one.
Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken, out in cinemas June 30th.
Is the screening this Sunday?
It's this Sunday,
yeah.
Are
you going?
Yeah.
We're going.
Which one are you going to?
Oh, Jen's going, actually.
Which one?
10:30.
Yeah, that's the one we're at.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the... Because there's two.
Yeah.
There's one for Heart listeners, which is 2:00, but I can't make because Luna's got a party. The irony.
Amazing.
So, yeah, we're going to the... Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do something.
Well, we'll see you there then.
Yeah. Should we do this off-air?
should we arrange
our weekend plans?
let's do it off-air, shall we?
Please rate, subscribe, download, listen, share wherever you get your podcast. Thanks very much for listening.
Beauty and the Beast. That wasn't in there. That's a great film that you just put on and you can all watch as a family. Sorry, there are loads of these. I could continue.
Yeah.
I do love a good family movie. On a Sunday, wake up, put it on the TV and just potter. Mm. I'm at my happiest then. Just thought I'd add that into the mix. As you were.
Thank you very much.
This is where we end on a Disney theme tune. Do, 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 do. See you later.
A Dad's Net original podcast.